Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. As Gunflint territory turns the page into March, Old Man Winter is still gnashing his teeth, keeping his pedal to the metal. The Great White Father refuses to loosen his bitter cold grip. Although significant snow has been a missing character for several days, frigid temps have been ongoing. When one would think that 30 below should be history, at least two mornings since we last met on the radio have exceeded that mark in our neighborhood, while minus 20s have filled in the gaps on most other days. So the beat goes on with what must be a record number of mornings where sub-zero cold has been chronicled. The count at Wilder Smith as of this past Tuesday morning was 79. Day after day, it's enough to make your eyebrows frost, nose drippings freeze, forehead ache, and toes numb. Bitter cold and a brutal west wind greeted some 30 grisly tough entries in the annual trout fishing derby on Gunflint Lake last Sunday. It was definitely not for the faint of heart. Believe me, the weather was biting more than the trout, as not too many catches were hung on the board by contest closing. It might be a good bet the May walleye opener will be better suited to ice fishing than was this past event. Perhaps the sponsoring Cook County Snowmobile Club should think about a rerun in month 5 or 6. The largest catch of the day was a fine trout at just under 6 pounds. The lucky catcher was Matt Packer of Fridley, Minnesota. This weekend visitor to the Upper Gunflint took home a first-place prize of $500, and of course the Lunker, a frozen fish stick. Attention is now focused on this weekend's Mush for a Cure. Color the days pink as excitement reigns over numerous activities to raise money for National Breast Cancer Research. The featured events are 2 dog sled races, a short and long course that commence late Saturday morning from the waterfront at Gunflint Pines Resort. There are a number of related activities too, including the Bald, Brave, and Beautiful contest on Friday evening, tonight. This celebrity head shaving will clip off at 9:30 p.m. up the trail at Wendigo Lodge. Check the Mush for a Cure website for a complete listing and time schedule for all happenings. Saturday morning, yours truly and several Gunflint Loon Lake neighbors will be serving pancakes and the trimmings as part of the fundraiser. The feed takes place from 8 until 11 a.m. in the lodge at Gunflint Pines. So bundle up in your pink duds and come on out for a big 2 days of fun with an awe-inspiring purpose. Spring seems farthest from our minds out here with oceans of snow and cold. Yet some spring-like nonsense is being sprung on us this weekend. Yep, it's the time when America sets the clocks ahead early Sunday morning, 2 a.m. Adding a little soapbox commentary to my weekly scoop, it would seem the country's masses are already wound way too tight with things to do and get done. Yet a few decades ago, some self-appointed expert thought we should alter creation and perhaps enable us to cram more into Lifetime's 24-hour segments by moving the clock ahead an hour. Our leadership stumbled in line. So here we are, and whatever you do, don't get left behind. Spring ahead. On a note that makes far more sense than daylight savings time, there's an important spring forward event going on right here and now. It's the annual WTIP Spring Membership Drive. The 4 1/2-day run commenced yesterday, Thursday, and extends until noon on this coming Monday, March 10th. The time is now to step up and renew your support for this tip of the arrowhead communicating treasure. Please do some springing ahead that makes real sense. Give us a call, 387-1070 or 1-800-473-9847. Stop by 1712 West Highway 61 or just click and join WTIP.org. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. keep on hanging on, and savor sounds of the Northland on WTIP.